Uyghurs welcome Ramadan under shadow of Chinese genocide. By Francis Martel on March 13, 2024. The Islamic holy month of Ramadan brings with it extreme suffering, pervasive surveillance, and unyielding oppression for the majority Muslim population of occupied East Turkestan under Chinese communism. Uyghur activists and experts told Radio Free Asia, RFA, on Tuesday. Ramadan, a month during which most Muslims participate in fasting during daylight hours, keep a more rigorous prayer schedule, and host nightly religious events, began on Monday in most of the world. The Chinese Communist Party formally allows the existence of Islam in the territories that it controls, but has waged a campaign to sinicize it, to erase all aspects of the faith that are incompatible with communist atheism and force imams and other faith leaders to promote the agenda of the party. China has similarly oppressed the other four religions legal in the country: Protestant Christianity, Catholicism, Taoism, and Buddhism. For Ramadan, sinicization has meant the banning of most public indications that the holiday is ongoing. The Communist Party officially banned public officials, teachers, and other prominent members of the community in East Turkestan from fasting for Ramadan. By 2019, the Chinese Communist Party had identified fasting for Ramadan as a sign of extremism, meaning anyone suspected of fasting could be placed on a terror watch list or shipped to a concentration camp. The repression of Islam has been at its most brutal in China in East Turkestan, where genocidal dictator Xi Jinping began enacting pervasive policies to erase the indigenous Turkic people of the region in 2017. While the Communist Party has always violently repressed Uyghurs and others, Xi elevated the scale of the abuses with the construction of sprawling concentration camps, in which indigenous people are subject to indoctrination, torture, gang rape, and slavery. Reports also indicate that China engages in the trafficking of organs of concentration camp prisoners and openly sells them as slaves online. The persecution has directly targeted Islam. Xi has ordered the demolition of historic mosques, cemeteries, and other culturally significant sites. In one particularly offensive episode in 2020, the Chinese government replaced a demolished Uyghur mosque in Achush, East Turkestan, with a public toilet. Shortly before Ramadan began, during the two sessions of national legislatures last week, the head of the Communist Party in East Turkestan asserted that it was inevitable that Islam would be sinicized to conform to communism. The National People's Congress, NPC, the federal lawmaking body, and the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference, CPPCC, an advisory body made up of well-connected elites, meet once a year to approve legal changes spearheaded by Xi. Everyone knows that Islam in Xinjiang needs to be sinicized. This is an inevitable trend, Xinjiang Communist Party Chief Ma Zhongrui proclaimed last week. China refers to East Turkestan by the Mandarin name Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region, or ZWAR. Uyghur activists and human rights leaders condemn the declaration as essentially calling for the eradication of Islam. China has a history of hostility towards Islam and has targeted the religious beliefs of Uyghurs. Turgunjan Alawaydin, a member of the East Turkestan Scholars Union, told RFA in an article published Tuesday. Chinese authorities seem to acknowledge that erasing Uyghur religious beliefs is necessary to gain compliance, thus, they are actively suppressing Islam. Rushan Abbas, the head of the advocacy group Campaign for Uyghurs, described Ramadan to RFA as synonymous with extreme suffering, pervasive surveillance and unyielding oppression. This year, the situation is further inflamed by Ma Zhongrui's audacious remarks about the inevitability of the sinicization of Islam in East Turkestan, she added. Campaign for Uyghurs issued a call to action on Monday to advocate for the rights of Muslims in the region, condemning Ma's statements as an indication the CCP, Chinese Communist Party, will continue its Uyghur genocide and relentless war on religion. The World Uyghur Congress, a global advocacy group for the East Turkestan ethnic group, issued a statement at the start of Ramadan reminding the world of the unique challenges that Uyghur Muslims face to observe the holy month. As they strive to observe this sacred month, many are subjected to oppressive policies and restrictions on their religious practices. Despite these obstacles, the Uyghur community remains resilient, drawing strength from their faith and the support of allies worldwide, the group's statement reads. while Uyghurs are restricted from observing the holy month of Ramadan. Join us in dedicating our Jewish and good deeds for Uyghurs in East Turkestan. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.